USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is addressing key issues such as inflation and how his administration plans to tackle it today. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley believes that the Biden administration's policies are driving inflation.
He's responsible for this inflationary binge. He's the one who's given it to us. Gas prices have been going up for an entire year and a half now under him. There's a simple solution to this, by the way. Why don't we produce American energy?
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. The Biden administration is again allowing leasing sales for oil and gas drilling. The White House says the main drivers of inflation are supply chain issues, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Primaries taking place in Nebraska and West Virginia today. In West Virginia, former President Trump-backed Representative Alex Mooney. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Ukraine's president is urging the international community to prevent a worldwide food crisis by taking immediate steps to end Russia's blockade of his country's ports. President Zelensky making the plea after Russian missiles hit the Black Sea port of Odessa Monday. He says dozens of countries in different parts of the world are already on the brink of food shortages because they aren't getting agricultural exports from Ukraine. This as the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, is testifying on Capitol Hill and has a chilling prediction.
The uncertain nature of the battle, which is developing into a war of attrition, combined with the reality that Putin faces a mismatch between his ambitions and Russia's current conventional military capabilities, likely means the next few months could see us moving along a more unpredictable and potentially escalatory trajectory.
Voters heading to the polls in West Virginia and Nebraska today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
After downplaying the threats of pro-abortion groups, the White House on Monday condemned violence and law-breaking. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki putting out a tweet saying President Biden strongly believes in the constitutional right to protest, but that should never include violence, threats, or vandalism. This as Chris Scalia, son to late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, reminds everyone.
Justices try to intervene and settle cultural and social debates that are really outside of their jurisdiction. They fail. And that obviously was the case with Roe. Overturning Roe does not mean banning abortion across across America, as many people seem to believe. It means that people actually get to vote on the issue, which is how it should be.
The tradition of the Queen's speech to Parliament is not being given by Queen Elizabeth II for the first time in almost six decades because of her mobility issues. Instead, her son, Prince Charles, delivers the Queen's speech to Parliament on her behalf.
Her Majesty's ministers will support the Bank of England to return inflation to its target.
He adds the other targets include economic growth, cutting taxes, and continuing to support Ukraine against the Russian invasion. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.